Welcome to episode 91 of Practical Defense, Incident Recollection. Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I am your host, Alex Addix. This week, our topic is incident recollection, meaning what type of information do you need to try to remember after an important event, be it a criminal attack or even a fender bender with your car. But before we get into that, we have a bit of news to cover. You know, first, I would like to remind everyone that my knife survival seminar is coming up this month. It's on Saturday the 12th, and we start at 2 p.m., and it goes until 4 p.m. You can get the details from my site at alexhaddix.com/class. Next, I'd like to thank everyone at the Rehab Clinic in Honolulu. Bill and I had a great time and enjoyed your hospitality immensely. We trained with about 100 staffers over the course of a week, and we really look forward to returning next year. I'm also happy to announce that Practical Defense was listed as number 8 in the audio podcast category of the Training and Education section of the iTunes Store. It was also listed on the Featured Product page. And you know what? There are also some other members of the Gun Rights Radio Network in the top list as well. The Handgun Podcast with Eric Shelton, the Pro Arms Podcast with Masad Ayoub, Gail Pepin, John and Terry Strayer, and the rest of the Pro Arms crew, and the Gunfighter Cast with Daniel Shaw and Justin Olsen are all in the top 20. And the ranking shifts around a lot, and I'm not certain how iTunes determines their rankings, but it is nice to make the list. And right now, when I look at the page, we're number 11. Of course, the show couldn't make the list without our dedicated listenership, so thank you, everyone, for putting us up there. I uploaded a screenshot of the ranking to the Practical Defense page on Facebook, which actually brings me to the next point. I've set up a page for Practical Defense that anyone can join on Facebook. Now, this is separate from my personal Facebook page. If you ask to add me as a friend on Facebook, please don't be offended if I refer you to the fan page. I'm trying to keep my personal page for the family business and the fan page for all of my public projects and podcast information. Anyone can join the fan page just by hitting the subscribe link. And along those same lines, I have finally joined Twitter. When Facebook and Twitter finally linked up, I ran out of excuses not to create a Twitter account. So what I've done is I've linked the updates on the Facebook fan page to Twitter. So when I post to one, it's replicated to the other. It makes it really easy to send out the same information via multiple channels. My Twitter page is twitter.com/practicaldef. The account names didn't support enough characters to use the entire podcast name, so it's just Practical Def. PracticalDef. And while I was creating things, I also created an Amazon store and placed it into my website. Over the past few years, I've mentioned quite a few books and DVDs and a ton of different types of gear. What I've done is collect everything that I've mentioned that's available on Amazon.com into a single location. If you purchase through the storefront on my site, I get a small percentage, so it kind of helps me cover the cost of running the site and producing the podcast every week. And all the products, sales, and delivery are handled by Amazon.com. This is just a customized interface into the Amazon.com store. It's sort of like a personalized filter, and I get a referral credit for any item that's purchased. Also, if you purchase anything else, even if it's not on my list, I still get credit for that as well. I placed a link on the homepage of my website to Amazon.com. If you use that URL to launch Amazon.com and purchase anything from Amazon, I get a referral fee. So what I ask is that you visit my homepage, click on the Amazon.com link, and then bookmark that page. Then, always use the bookmark to start your Amazon.com shopping, and it will help me out tremendously. You know, every little bit helps, and I really appreciate it. And speaking of years, we passed our 2-year anniversary. Episode 89 marked the 2-year anniversary of Practical Defense. Our first episode went live on August 12, 2007. So for those that are still with us, thanks for hanging around, and to everyone else who has joined recently, welcome. 2 years has gone by really quickly, and man, just thinking about it, I'm like, holy cow, it just really hasn't seemed all that long. But here we are, 2 years. And finally, the Jim Wagner videos that we shot back in February are finally available for purchase. They're not on Amazon.com yet, but you can get them directly from the Black Belt Magazine store, and there are three videos in this collection. Volume 1 is How to Beat Various Fighters, Volume 2 is The Most Important Self-Defense Lesson of Your Life, and Volume 3 is Conflict Conditioning. And I'll include a link to that in the show notes. All right, we'll be back with our look at recalling critical information after an incident.
"80% of all homicides are gang and drug trafficking related, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics. That means at least 80% of all firearm homicides are caused by gangs in the drug trade. Not you, not your neighbor, despite what Dianne Feinstein might think. On average, gang members arrested for murder are often suspects in two other homicides. These two items together show that 80% of gun homicides could be stopped by incarcerating as few as 3,000 well-known repeat violent offenders. That's who Feinstein should be working against, not you. Arm yourself with facts to strip the gun control industry bare. Visit gunfacts.info and get your free copy of Gun Facts. Called Indispensable by Cam Edwards of NRA News, Gun Facts is your rapid reference guide to debunking gun control myths and shaming politicians into obedience. www.gunfacts.info.
Welcome back. Now, training yourself to recall important and specific details after any event can be critical. As I alluded to into the introduction, the information you provide the police can be pivotal in the capture and conviction of a violent criminal, or it can even just save you money in insurance fees and points on your driving record after a fender bender with your car. Incident recollection is a key component of our awareness toolkit. You know, just like we discussed in episode 90, identifying threats, there are some key areas that you should focus your attention on. When the event involves a person, you want to focus on features that help identify that specific suspect. Those things include gender, you know, whether they're male or female, race and any cross-racial identification, age, height, weight, clothing, you know, head to feet. Were they wearing a hat or a mask, all the way down to the types of shoes they were wearing? Hair, what the color is, the length, the style, if they had any facial hair like beard, a mustache, mutton chop sideburns, you know, anything like that. You want to look and record any scars, any marks, any tattoos, any deformities. And if they had any weapons, you know, people tend to have a weapon focus, and unfortunately, sometimes that's the only thing they remember. So what was the guy wearing? He had a gun. Okay, let's see, what color was his shirt? The gun was huge. Okay, so was he wearing a hat? The gun was black. Sometimes that tends to be the only description that they have. And you want to try and identify if the person had an accent. Is it a Southern accent? Is it a Canadian accent? A Spanish accent? French? Russian? What type of words did they use? Did they use gang-related terms? Did they use terms related to a specific region? All of these things can help identify that particular suspect. When the incident involves a vehicle, you want to see if you can identify the details of the car that he or she drives away in, and you want to focus in on a couple of these types of features. You know, one of the big things is the direction the vehicle drove away in. And that's important on the immediate report to the police, because that way they can try and head the person off. You want to try and say the year of the car, the make of the car, the model, the color, license plate, even a partial license plate will help. And then you also want to try and pick up on any other type of information, such as damage, any modifications to the car, any bumper stickers, anything unusual, anything specific to that particular car. If you're a witness to a crime or involved in the crime, any statement you give about the suspects will be recorded and entered as evidence. It's important that you be as clear and as accurate as possible. And don't embellish. Make your statements as objective as possible. Unfortunately, bad witness testimony given entirely in good faith has let criminals walk and even incriminated innocent people. So understand that what you say will carry a lot of weight. Jim Wagner has developed a tool to aid in accurate recording of incident information. It's an incident recollection card that folds up to the size of a credit card. You keep it in your purse, your wallet, or your glove compartment of your car. And Jim doesn't even have business cards. He actually just hands these cards out instead. So these handy little devices prompt you for information that you might not remember to jot down. The instant the incident ends, you whip out this card and you fill in every detail you can remember immediately. Don't wait. Don't talk to anybody. Take the 30 seconds and complete this card. You want the freshest memories without any bias from any source. The longer you wait, the more fuzzy and tainted the memories will become. If it's a car accident, it'll help you complete your insurance incident forms. If you've witnessed a crime, the police will ask you for the card and then enter it as evidence. If you're involved in a crime, and I'm assuming that you're a victim here, you want to share this information with your attorney, who will then share it with the investigators. Now, with Jim's permission, I've made these cards available for download from my website for free. The file is a 2-page PDF. Now, each page has a layout of 8 cards, and the layout is designed for double-sided or two-sided printing. So print out one page, feed it back into your printer, and print the second page on the back side of the paper. There are even crop marks for easy and accurate cutting. You can download the incident recollection card from the library reading section of my website at alexhaddix.com. I'll also put a link up in the show notes. So download the file, print it out, and keep it handy. It's one of those tools to enhance our awareness and could mean the difference between catching or even convicting a criminal.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
So, in summary, we have... When the incident involves a person, you want to collect and retain as much descriptive information about that specific person as possible. What is unique about him or her that can be used to identify this person at a later time? When the incident involves a vehicle, you again want to collect as many identifying features as possible. And you want to download, print, and use the incident recollection card. It'll help you record the details and collect as much information as possible. As always, don't forget to check out my monthly column on TaekwondoTimes.com. It's called Raising Awareness. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Kevin MacLeod.